Gina Browning is here from the SPCA serving Erie County. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. How about that?
Hey, we've got a great winter play date for somebody.
You know something? This dog may be 11, but because he's a Jack Russell Terrier, he's kind of like a three-year-old of any other breed. Jack Russell Terriers have a lot of energy. They're spunky. They're peppy. And I don't think a little bit of snow is going to stop Jack. That's our clever name for the Jack Russell Terrier, Jack. I don't think it's going to stop him at all.
When you tweeted out this picture of Jack to begin, I thought for sure you'd come in and tell us he's no longer available. Because this is the kind of dog that is just going to go right away. Somebody's going to come in right at 11 and take Jack.
Oh, yeah. People are looking for a dog like this. And, you know, the smaller dogs tend to have longer lifespans. So 11, when you're talking about a Jack Russell Terrier, really isn't all that old. We call it mature. He was a mature dog.
Okay.
You know,
sure.
But again,
they have a lot of energy.
They sure do. They have a lot of spunk. Jack is no exception. 11 years old. And we still have our adoption special going on. His adoption fee is half off right now for everyone, but if you are a current or retired serviceman or woman, his adoption fee is waived because he's over that seven-year-old age limit. That's only through Monday, but Brian, I think you're right. I think he'll go before Monday.
Yeah, perfect opportunity, and just another reason to go down and check out Jack. You want to see his pictures over at News Radio 930 on Twitter and across Facebook and social media, too. I mean, great-looking dog, Jack, and Jack Russell Terrier, that's a perfect, like, companion dog, isn't it?
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. Especially Jack. He's very, you know, he's been around the block a few times. He is very in touch with his humans. He's not one of those dogs that is always just trying to get to the next best thing. He takes a few steps and turns back to make sure we're there with him.
Yeah. Hey, the SPCA is bringing back a popular holiday program, Lights of Love.
We are. Yeah. A few years we were off and people started calling about it again. And we thought, you know, it's something the community appreciated. Why don't we bring it back for this year around the Radiothon, in fact,
okay,
we're doing
it. What is the Lights of Love?
Lights of Love, people can purchase a white Christmas tree light for $20, and that is in memory of a special person or a special pet. If they want to purchase in honor of a special person or pet, they purchase a color Christmas tree light. And we have the trees that are being set up very soon in the adoption lobby of the SPCA. Those will be lit during the Radiothon on December 13th. And people can purchase a string of lights. They could purchase individual lights. Whoever they want to memorialize, whoever they want to honor, there'll be little labels on the lights so you can find that light that you purchased. And it's just a special thing, a sentimental thing.
Oh, yeah, that is a cool thing. Did I hear you say the 13th? Are we like a
December
month away?
13th. Yes, we are.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's coming up on us
coming
fast.
Up
are you
soon.
Ready?
Yes. We're actually in-house. We are kicking it off on December 1st at the SPCA. We're kicking off the Radiothon. So we'll be talking more about that next week, what people can look forward to. We have every day, December 1st through the 12th, designated to a different theme of why you might need the SPCA. Kind of like it's a Wonderful Life. What would the community look like if the SPCA wasn't here? So every day is a different theme. You never know when you're going to need the SPCA. What would happen if we weren't here? So we'll talk more about that next week.
That sounds great. Okay, you know, when I walked into the building this morning, I thought, you're kidding. The Christmas tree is already up in our lobby.
I saw them setting it up.
But now, you know, looking outside, I think they were right on.
Perfect timing.
Respect the turkey, everybody. That's what.
I have to put up some winter pet tips, I think, today on our website.
I'm interested to see because my youngest dog, we got her in the springtime. So she's never seen the snow. She's only really known warm weather. Has not been a fan of like the wind that we had earlier this week. So I'm interested to see. My older dog last winter wanted nothing more than to go out in the snow, eat as much snow as possible. It loved it completely. I bet you he is loving this right now. I really want to see how my younger one takes it.
If you can, and I know people with two dogs will agree, keep an eye on if she takes any cues from the older dog. Because sometimes they closely watch the other dog and they take their cues and start imitating the activities.
That's what I'm hoping for. I'm not really counting on it. It should be interesting to see today.
Yeah.
All right, Gina, have a great weekend. Good luck with Jack.
You too. Thanks. I'll let you know.
Check out Jack's picture at News Radio 930 this morning on Twitter. That's Gina Browning from the SPCA serving Erie County.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.